Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Why do some innovations and innovators seem to rise above their defeats and setbacks while others get derailed? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Author Larry Osborne says there are some secrets, and he shares them in his new book, Innovation's Dirty Little Secret. Neil asked Larry what he'd say to someone who keeps trying to innovate and be a fresh ideas person, but continues to face the cold shoulder from those around them.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing I'd always say, understand innovation a little bit better, because a lot of times, which is why I wrote a book like Innovation's Dirty Little Secret, is when people read it, they go, oh, it's almost like somebody on the golf course saying, every time the hole is really long, I swing harder, but I hit a worse shot. Because counterintuitively, you don't swing harder to hit the ball further. And so a lot of times people who've run into walls are doing some of the things that sound good, but actually hurt them. But other times I would tell somebody, you might be in an environment that is just completely unfriendly to innovation. They want to live in yesterday, or they're so afraid of risk, they won't take any chance, even on a trial or experiment basis. And at that point, you have to move on to be able to try the things you want to do. And that's just a fact of life. Not every environment is conducive to innovation.
I'm talking about some of the broad principles, talking with my son-in-law here the other day, we're talking about, you know, working in pencil and the whiteboard, because it's sort of less formal and it feels okay. Again, it's sort of getting back to that trial run or experiment idea, I guess,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's two. I call it planning in pencils, and there's two reasons. So when you use the language of "let us try," people won't object. But the second thing is, almost everything takes on a life of its own that's a little different than how it looked in a meeting or on paper. And so the more you have a rigid 3-year plan, all the steps in permanent ink, the harder it is to make mid-course corrections. I had some friends at JPL, Jet Propulsion Lab, and I thought these guys are absolutely genius. The mathematical calculations they figure to get a rocket to the moon. How in the world do you do that? And what I was surprised was that with all of their brilliance, they'd never get to the moon if they didn't make thousands of mid-course corrections every single day. They check reality with where they're aiming to get and alter. And when I heard that, I thought, my goodness, that is so true about real life leadership as well. You have a plan, and then once it's out in the real world, it's always needing to be altered just a little bit.